Loving God, open our hearts to hear your word. Set our hearts on fire with love for you. Stir our hearts to do your work in the world. Amen. So, full confession. Sometimes I really can't relate to Jesus. He's just too good, too kind, too wise. There's this bar that is set impossibly high. I think, what would Jesus do? Oh, I can't live up to that. It's so easy to see his divinity, but hard to relate to his humanity sometimes. And then we get today's gospel, where we see an all too human, fallible Jesus. And boy, when Jesus gets it wrong, he really gets it wrong. A woman approaches Jesus. She's not one of his followers. She's a Canaanite, another race entirely from the Israelites. But she's heard these stories about this man from Nazareth, about the strange and miraculous things he's done. Her daughter is sick, and so she pleads for Jesus' help. And Jesus ignores her, doesn't even give her the dignity of a response. The disciples ask him to send her away because she's making such a racket. She's disturbing the peace. She's making them uncomfortable. And so Jesus does. He dismisses her. He tells her that he was only sent to help his people. In that moment, he is narrowly defining his community. Jesus and his disciples are making a statement that they are only concerned with helping people who are like them. Jesus gets it wrong. Thankfully, the woman is persistent. She doesn't beg. She simply reminds Jesus that even though he is treating her as less than, she too is a beloved child of God. She too is nourished by God's word and love. What was the look on Jesus' face, I wonder, when he realized just how wrong he was? How must he have felt being confronted with his own blindness? I don't know. But the remarkable part of this story is that Jesus doesn't double down on his error. He doesn't become defensive. He doesn't choke down his shame as he tries to explain that he had good intentions, even as he was screwing up so spectacularly. No. Takes a step back, admits her error, and heals her child. Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done as you wish. This unnamed woman reminded Jesus that we are all children of God, regardless of race or nationality. The woman reminded Jesus that the boundaries he was drawing around his community were far too narrow and exclusionary. The woman reminds us. She reminds us that we are called to love and serve all of God's children, not just the ones we most easily relate to. It's a timely reminder, isn't it? The events in Charlottesville last weekend were heartbreaking. The hatred, the violence, the evil of racism and white supremacy. Most of us enjoy the privilege of not being confronted by the sin of racism every day. And so when we see it so starkly laid before us, it is deeply uncomfortable and unsettling, disheartening, frightening. We are reminded that we, as a collection of broken, fallible people, got it wrong and continue to get it wrong. We're reminded that we have a long, long way to go to heal the wounds of injustice, past and present. Because this is about so much more than not being racist or white supremacist ourselves. We have a long way to go to realize God's dream for us. The dream of a welcoming, loving community of believers where every single person is treated with respect, justice, and dignity as a beloved child of God. We, as disciples of Jesus Christ, have great work to do. So where do we start? First, we pray. We pray for God to be with us, to be with our brothers and sisters, to give us the strength and the clarity to acknowledge when what comes out of our hearts, comes out of our mouths, is less than what it could be. Next, and perhaps most importantly, we need to listen. Listen to our brothers and sisters of color. Listen to their stories, their experiences, their fears. Listen as they recount the ways they continue to be marginalized. Listen, deeply listen without feeling the need to respond or rationalize or defend. Even if you don't have someone that you immediately feel comfortable asking to share their story, you can pick up a book. Ta-Nehisi Coates' Between the World and Me. Michelle Alexander's The New Jim Crow. Bryan Stevenson's Just Mercy. Go home, watch the documentary 13th. All of these tell the stories of the marginalized and disenfranchised today and the systemic ways in which that marginalization is reinforced. Listening to these stories can be hard, uncomfortable work. Even harder is the work that follows as we strive to create a more just society. Yet thankfully, we are not alone in that work. We are in the company of a long line of believers, past and present, who have worked to bring about the reign of God in our troubled and broken world. It felt appropriate that last Monday, the Episcopal Church celebrated one such saint. Spring of 1965, Jonathan Daniels took a leave of absence from Episcopal Divinity School so that he could work for the Episcopal Society for Cultural and Racial Unity in Selma. He sought to cultivate reconciliation and build God's community. And on August 14th, 1965, he was gunned down, protecting a 16-year-old African-American girl. He gave his life to achieve the vision of a Christian community that embraced all. In papers discovered after his death, he wrote, "The faith with which I went to Selma has not changed. It has grown. I begin to know in my bones and sinews that I have been truly baptized into the Lord's death and resurrection. With them, the black men and white men, with all life, in him whose name is above all the names of the races and nations, shout, we are indelibly and unspeakably one. We are indelibly and unspeakably one." In our baptism into the body of Christ, we are joined together into a community of believers, a community that God has challenged to be better than we ever possibly could be on our own, challenged to be better than we could ever imagine for ourselves, challenged to show the love of Christ to each and every child of God. And every time we gather around the baptismal font and renew the vows of our own baptisms, we are asked, will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? And we reply, I will, with God's help. Friends, as disciples of Jesus Christ, we have hard work ahead of us. And like today, in the gospel, like Jesus, we'll get it wrong at times. We will make mistakes. We will fall short. But like Jesus, we can admit when we are wrong. We can repent and ask forgiveness from our brothers and sisters and from our God. We can continue to work to realize God's dream for us all. We can move beyond the sins of our past and work hand in hand to more closely model our world on God's perfect, beloved community. We can rise above our broken selves and build a world in which we are truly, indelibly, and unspeakably one.